A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 25. Let him who cultivates self-restraint and longs for blessed purity, which could rightly be called dispassion, discipline the flesh and bring it into subjection with a humble thoughts invoking divine grace, and he will achieve the aim he desires. But he who feeds the body intemperately will be tormented by a demon of unchastity. Just as much water puts out a flame, so hunger or self-control combined with humility of soul extinguishes the fever of the flesh and of shameful fantasies. This teaching of St. Theodoros the Great will not surprise us if we read the works of other holy fathers. For any of them places fasting to control the body at the beginning of every spiritual effort. The words of St. Theodoros do not allow any other way. Intemperance, that is, the absence of fasting discipline, keeps a person in slavery and does not allow him to progress in achieving his goal. St. Ignatius Brianchanino summarizes the teaching of the Holy Fathers with these words. He says, "The crown of man wishes to maintain proper government. It must first submit to the law of fasting. Only then will the mind be constantly awake and enlightened. Only thus can the mind rule over the desires of the heart and the flesh. Only through constant self-restraint can he learn the gospel commandments and allow them and follow them. Fasting is the foundation of virtue. The stated condition is quite unpleasant and difficult for a person of today, who literally spoils his body all the time. Even the fasting periods in the church year have lost their original radicality and strictness. Therefore, it is neither easy nor wise to immediately rush into its radical fulfillment. It is better to reach an ideal that St. Theodoros the Great talks about by gradually getting stricter and stricter in our fast. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.